It was St. Augustine that once said, "Do you wish to rise? Well, begin by descending. Do you plan for a tower that will pierce the clouds? Well, lay first the foundation of humility." It reminds me, too, of what the Apostle John said about Jesus, that he must increase, that I must decrease. But what happens when you try to rise without first descending? Or increase your own status while decreasing the significance of Christ? And have you ever tried to pierce the clouds without first laying a firm foundation? The outcome is often humiliation, isn't it? Your own efforts laying in rubble around you. Well, this meditation from Matthew chapter 18 is a reflection on the importance of approaching life with a humble spirit and understanding the outcome of prideful living. So let's begin now by surrendering this time and this place to ponder the outcome of God's guiding hand in our lives. A moment to become realigned with the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of awareness by listening and then responding to this passage from Romans chapter 15. And as I lead us, respond, "Lord God, may the outcome be my humility." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction. So, Lord God, may the outcome be my humility. For whatever was written in earlier times was written so that through endurance and the encouragement of scriptures, we might have hope. So, Lord God, may the outcome of that be my humility. And for whatever was written in earlier times was written so that we might overflow with confidence in His promises. And so, Lord God, from that, may the outcome be my humility. For another moment longer, rest here in the divine presence, your body and your soul postured in humility before God. For a moment, consider what has happened in your past when you've tried to rise without first descending, or when you have attempted to increase your own status while decreasing the significance of Christ. Take note of the outcome. Was it humbling? And how does humility feel? Humility is often associated with negative emotions, but take note of how humility and arrogance and conceit feel within you. For another moment, center now on the good outcome of living humbly, walking through life modestly and without pretension. What good has come from putting others first in your life? Center there for a moment. Center too on your breathing. bringing attention now to your breath. Humble breathing. Making no effort to control or influence it. Just be mindful of the simple and natural rise and fall of your stomach. Just center on the peace of that. Even in the sovereign and powerful presence of God, you may still have lingering thoughts of your own self-worth. Note them, but give them no power. Note them, and then allow them to pass as you return to your breathing and whisper the words, "Lord God, may the outcome be my humility." Allow the word humble to become your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, Matthew was reflecting on their time in Capernaum, listening to the teaching of Jesus, his lessons on pride and humility. Let the words resonate for you from Matthew chapter 18, verse 6 in the New American Standard Bible. My dear friend in the faith and follower of the way, remember to live the humble life of a child and welcome others who do as well. But be mindful that whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Which words seem to open your mind wider to the presence of God and his nature? Well, listen once more for any effect this scripture passage has on your emotions. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned into the depths of the sea. What in the passage resonated most deeply? Are you living a pretentious life that may be causing someone else to stumble? Well, what is most often the outcome? Take this next minute for the Holy Spirit to guide you into deeper contemplation. Listen once more, but contemplate now on this wider passage from the Common English Bible. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Then he called a little child over to sit among the disciples and said, "I assure you that if you don't turn your lives around and become like this little child, you will definitely not enter the kingdom of heaven. Those who humble themselves like this little child will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. But As for whoever causes these little ones who believe in me to trip and fall into sin, well, it would be better for them to have a huge stone hung around their necks and be drowned in the bottom of a lake. How terrible it is for the world because of the things that cause people to trip and fall into sin. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what truth in the reading gave you the most joy? What has been the outcome of you living like a child, humble and welcoming? Well, let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to this passage again from the Amplified Version. Dear Lord God, please convert and transform my mind to be like that of a child, trusting, loving, tender, gentle, faithful, and filled with hope for you, Lord, and you alone. I pray and plead for this now humbly in the name of your Son, our Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what is God calling you to do right now? How can you first descend before God? How can you begin to increase Christ? And how might you start to build a more firm foundation? Well, take another minute now for this scripture passage to become your prayer. Rest and enjoy God now in a moment of imaginative contemplation and return to this passage. I want you to listen as the disciples come to Jesus and ask, "Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" What look do you imagine seeing in Jesus' face? Did his eyes roll? Did he laugh? Imagine his response. Now watch as Jesus calls a little child over to his side and puts the child among them. How do you imagine the child responds? Is it trusting, faithful, and hopeful? How does Jesus react to the child? Caring, loving, and gentle. Listen too as Jesus tells them the truth that unless you turn from your sins and become like this little child, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. So take this minute for your mind to be like that of a child. Let humility and faithful love become your contemplation. Rest here in closing, centered and mindful of the outcome of living a simple life of humility, putting the needs of others before your own. And be aware of others, too, that you meet along the way. Look for an opportunity to welcome and care for others as Christ welcomes you. How might God use you to care for the needs of another? Ponder that as you receive this prayer of blessing to remember to live the quiet life of a child and welcome others who do too. But be mindful also of the outcome of when you don't. So may you know and model the humility of Christ, the help of the Holy Spirit, and accept the care and love of God at this moment and always. And whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, may the outcome be my humility, being like a child before the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Amen.